It was a favorite spot for those who could afford it, a place to relax with a pizza and a beer and watch the world go by on the streets of Pétionville, Haiti. Now, after last month's devastating earthquake, Munchie's restaurant is more popular than ever. Hundreds of people a day go there for a free hot lunch. Clifford Rousseau is the owner of Munchie's restaurant. Mr. Rousseau, when did you start offering a free lunch to people there in Pétionville and why?
Well, the day after the earthquake, we came in, and there was a lot of people in the streets, and we started thinking about what we could do to help out. And since what we do is food, we said, well, let's go ahead and start cooking whatever we have in our stock and start feeding those people.
How many people came each day at first, and what kind of crowd are you getting now?
Well, depending on the day, we go anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 people. Since we always put children first, we're getting a lot more children than grown-ups.
What is it that you're serving?
Well, it depends on the day. We started with pizzas and chicken wings, and we had a little donation of wheat. So we started cooking wheat. We do rice some days, and we try to do vegetables and some a little meat, a lot of beans, protein. And some water. Actually, right now we're out of water, so for the past 4 days we've been serving food without water.
How do you get the food to serve? I would imagine you've gone through the stocks in your restaurant already.
Well, you know, something funny, every other day when we think we're going to run out of food, somebody comes by and drop a couple of bags of rice, somebody would come by and drop a couple of cases of spaghetti. It just happens like that, you know. You have a lot of friends and businessmen of this country that actually come by anonymously.
Are you also buying some of the food yourself from area markets?
Of course, every day we do send some people out and buy some vegetables and some meat.
So you have people sitting there eating and you have a line of sometimes 1,000 people there waiting for their food. Is it fairly orderly?
Actually, you know what? It's surprising. When it first started, people was trying to do it in their own manner, and I put them in line, and I said, you know, if you guys are not going to do this in an orderly fashion, I'm just going to stop feeding. And, you know, they actually, by now, got used to it, and they get online and very orderly with as little noise as possible. They come down, and they get what they get, and they go.
Do you have any kind of security force there to help you?
Actually, not really. You know, I have my own security guard, and I have a staff of about 100 people, so we can handle ourselves, and there's really no violence or anything like that over here. So
we're always hearing about food distributions by NGOs and the UN that aren't working. I mean, there are not enough people being reached, or fears about security incidents stall the process. I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on why your model seems to be effective and what others might learn from it.
Well, the problem is that they come here and they're not used to the Haitian people, and they give away a bag of 100 kilos of rice to one person. What I did is, like, when World Vision actually gave me 180 bags of wheat, what I did, I took those bags of 100 kilos, I broke them down into 3-pound bags, and I set up a station where I gave them a 3-pound bag. Because when you give a bag of 100 kilos to somebody, what they're going to do is turn around and sell it in the next market. Because those people are trying to get as much as they can right now. Because they know in the future, basically what's getting distributed right now is all, that's all they're going to get.
And I understand you have two other restaurants in the Port-au-Prince area. Are they open now as well?
Actually, they're still closed. I'm planning this week to open both of them. We are working on cleaning up, checking the gas system and everything, make sure we didn't have any damage, and we're going to go ahead and reopen.
I'm wondering about your employees as well. How many do you have, and how were they impacted by the earthquake?
Well, they were all impacted. A lot of them are homeless as well. But at least they have a job still, and I give them as much as I can from what I get from friends and whoever gives me stuff.
How long do you think you'll be able to keep on offering these free meals?
I plan on keep on doing it as long as I can. I can't put a number, a time limit on what I'm doing, but I'm going to do it as long as it's humanly possible to do.
Clifford Rousseau is the owner of Munchie's Restaurant in Pétionville, Haiti. The restaurant is giving out free lunches in the aftermath of last month's earthquake. Thank you so much.
Thank you.